Well, thank you. I've been blessed by the music this time especially. So thank you very much. And I think I have a song that goes along in the same vein of the ones we've been hearing. 335. Number 401. We heard this one earlier. 401.
Bless.
Thank you, Lord, that your heart is open to us today. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. As we heard last Sunday, the way is open for us to draw near to you. Thank you. Thank you that today we can come right into your heart because you have opened your heart to us. So we pray that this morning and all day long our eyes, the eyes of our hearts shall be trained upon you, fixed upon you. Help us to see you. The ears of our hearts shall be open. Let us be keen of hearing that you might speak to our hearts, Lord, this day, and also our hearts. We said your heart is open to us. Oh, Lord, we want our hearts to be wide open to you. We want to see you. We want to hear you. And, Lord, we want to receive you. This day, thank you, Lord, that this is your desire. We want it, but you want it more. So we pray that your heart shall be pleased this day, that you will be satisfied as we look to you and listen for you and open to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Lord, we praise you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. You were sent forth from the heart of God, Lord, and you have opened the way for us to come in. Hallelujah. Now hold us as we wait before you this day. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. What a wonderful place of joy and peace and full release and comfort sweet, where we meet you, our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray. glory, hallelujah. Well, number 324 in our hymn books, 324. And those who'd like to stand as we sing this song, please feel free to do so. Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why He should love me so, why He should stoop to lift me up from the Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I was reading that shirt. You wish, you wish. I thought it said you were here. Let's say it says that. See, one of the things that we tell our staff, we tell them lots of things that we hope they'll do, you know, as they're here working on the staff, and sometimes they remember, and sometimes they forget, sometimes we get a little, what do you call that, out of sorts when they forget. I usually say, well, maybe they didn't get, or they didn't remember the memo. We'll remind them. You know, it's okay. Anyway, one thing is that we don't wear shirts that are emblazoned with things that we shouldn't be wearing to meeting. I think we're allowed to have shirts that say things. So you're not on staff, and you're within bounds, but. You're allowed to have shirts that say things, but they shouldn't just call attention, you know, to you. That's the idea. That's the whole idea of modesty. Anyway, so today we have you wish you were here. That's so nice, but it's really you wish you were what?
A fish.
not with Lee around, no. Okay.
The swordfish is the emblem of Palm Beach Atlantic University.
Oh, okay, that's from school. But then I see another one here that says, Grandpa, the man, the myth, the legend. And so how long are you going to live to? Very nice. I don't know, now that we mentioned it, maybe it'll be better when you wanted to come up here and say something, right? So, I read it for you. No, I read that for everyone.
I wasn't trying to make a statement or anything. It's my daughter's idea of a birthday present.
Very nice.
My daughter Lillian. I should have had three of them. I came across this little thing that I thought would interest us this morning. God's cake. Sometimes we wonder, what did I do to deserve this? That's supposed to be a complaint. It's written in red. Or why did God have to do this to me? Here's a wonderful explanation. A daughter is telling her mother how everything is going wrong. She's failing algebra. That's normal. Her boyfriend broke her. Oh, that might be a good thing. He broke up with her. And the best friend is moving away. Well, that's sad. Meanwhile, her mother is baking a cake and asks her daughter if she would like a snack. And the daughter says, absolutely, Mom. I love your cake. Here, have some cooking oil, her mother offers. Yuck, says her daughter. Cooking oil doesn't taste good by itself. You get it, right? How about a couple of raw eggs? Yum. How were your eggs this morning? They were cooked. Gross, Mom. Would you like some flour then? Or maybe some baking soda? Mom, all those things are yucky. To which the mother replies, Yes, all those things seem bad all by themselves, but when they are put together in the right way, they make a wonderful, delicious cake. God works the same way. Many times we wonder why He would let us go through such bad and difficult times. But God knows that when He puts these things together in order, they always work out for good. We just have to trust Him, and eventually they will all make something wonderful. I like this phrase, God is crazy about you.
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. And it's nice to see you. He sends you flowers every spring, every morning too, and sunrise every morning. Whenever you want to talk, He listens. He can live anywhere in the universe. Now listen, but He chose your heart. Life may not be the party we hope for, but while we are here, we might as well dance. Now, I don't know if that's allowed, but on the bottom it says in big red letters, I hope your day is a piece of cake. God bless you.
This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day. Yes, we're God's people, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to know that God is for us, and He's working in us according to His purpose. He wants us to be more like Jesus, and He causes the things that come into our lives, He can use them to work to that goal, to accomplish that purpose. Praise the Lord. So we want to trust Him like that and commit everything to Him. We have a film. I don't even know if we could show that film anymore. When I was a boy, we had these 16mm films at home. We'd pull them out sometimes on holidays, and they were kid films, and they were fun to watch. So James would remember some of the cousins. Heidi, yeah. Yeah, have you ever seen those? Oh, really? I didn't know they were still showable in your generation. Okay, now they're very brittle. Anyway, there's one called Mickey's Picnic. And I remember that they go to the picnic and the car breaks down, and so they're stuck out there at night, and they're a little frightened as it gets dark. And so they gather around the campfire, like we did last night. And one of them has a guitar, like Bethany had, yeah, and they start singing, but they're kind of mournful, scary songs. And one kid says, "Can't you sing something more cheerfuler?" I think of that in meetings sometimes. Forgive me. "Can't you sing something more cheerfuler?" And then one of them says, "Sure, I know one, I know one." And he, "Oh, bury me not." On the lone prairie where the skeletons dance. Well, frightening things happen, don't they? And but I often think of that. And then some of our songs, though they're slow, are really very cheerful and full of hope. And I was thinking that this morning when we sang Come You Disconsolate, we sang Near to the Heart of God. Those are cheerful songs. And then deeper and deeper. Well, that's getting a little cheerfuler. And all of them, though, about Jesus. He is our hope. And I'm so thankful for our songs. But I did bring one that's a bit more cheerfuler to meeting this morning, because I heard the musicians, the 8 o'clock group, playing Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. And we love that song. Maybe we'll sing it sometime. But we have a song that's sung to that melody. All right? And it's in the book. It's in the devotional book. And it's a song based on the Apostles' Creed. It's toward the middle. And it starts with, "We believe in God the Father." And if anyone doesn't have one of these books and wants to have this, I have it for you. Coffee. And thank the crew that plays at 8 o'clock. I saw 3 of them out there. And it sounded good, didn't it? Yeah. Were you awake yet? Anybody else for this? Let's stand and sing together. And we like to repeat the last line as Haydn did. Okay. We believe in God the Father, God Almighty, by whose plan earth and heaven sprang into being, all created things began. We believe in Christ the Savior, Son of God. Seated.